So while Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz enters the 21-day Big Ten protocol, if we're doing the timeline, we would go back to Saturday, maybe placing that's when he tested positive. So no Nebraska, no Purdue, no Michigan. Could be back for Minnesota at the end of the month. And then tomorrow, Jeff Brohm, who was not with Purdue over the weekend because he tested positive for COVID, the Boilermaker head coach, because it's different for coaches, all they have to do is quarantine, isolation for 10 days. He will be back with his football team and should be able to coach this weekend. So players get 21 days. Coaches and football staff, not anybody that is surrounding the programs getting tested on the daily basis, they have to isolate for a minimum of 10 days before they can return to the team. So the 21-day will get a lot of scrutiny. It has already gotten a lot from players in the Big Ten about what that does to your season, what the percentage is on if you have to shut down for a week. Just me personally, if we make it past tomorrow, I'll feel better about this game being played. You have one quarterback that's down. Looks like Chase Wolf, who tested positive, and they're waiting for his second result. He could be down. So who else was around those two quarterbacks that could also possibly test positive, that might have to be out of the lineup? And then what does that do to the threshold set by the Big Ten on if Wisconsin can play? The only thing we do know for sure is that Graham Mertz is out for 21 days. So he's got the positive test, knocks him out for 21 days. So he's out for the 14, and then that next 7 days is for the cardiac evaluation. This is, the Big Ten said, you got difficult protocol, no wiggle room. Got to be smart. Got to take every precaution necessary. Because 21 days, there's 3 weeks. In this case, week 2, 3, and 4 for Mertz. And the possibility a team could miss a game. And you have to play 6 games to play for the championship. If you don't play a game, it's a no contest. It's not a, using this example this weekend, Nebraska wins, Wisconsin loses. But if you're Nebraska, don't worry yourself with this. I don't think they will. You don't. Now you got the great unknown. You're going to have a quarterback. Again, we're pretty certain that it'll be Wildcat Central for Wisconsin. You're still going to face a quarterback who has got a great Wisconsin football name, Danny Vandenboom. He played in 3 games in 2018. He was 1 for 1, 3 yards passing, did not play last year, redshirted in 17. He has not played a lot of football. But he will not be the person that will be the most important person taking snaps. That's going to be pretty evident. I don't know. They've got a Wisconsin great high school quarterback who is playing running back on the roster. They got a couple of days to prepare. You can make it nice and simple. Just lean on your offensive line, lean on your defense. Say, boys, we're going to Lincoln. We're going to win a football game 10-6, and who cares? We're going to get on the plane. We're going to have a victory. And then, oh, by the way, what about that mole that's inside of our program? What's that person that's been leaking all this information? Who are they? Let's find that person. Because somebody is giving out information that is not named Barry Alvarez. Okay, a couple of quick things from Lincoln. I know this has been heavy football today. Matt Lubick has spoken, and so has Eric Chenander. Lubick was asked about the offensive line in terms of physicality. Quote, huge improvement from last year's game against Ohio State. Helped that Chase Young was not on the other side of the ball, but it was clearly evident on the line of scrimmage that Nebraska physically is in a lot better place than they were at any time last year. Lubick was asked about Omar Manning. He said, quote, we're still working on getting Omar healthy, but we're hoping he can help us this week. Manning tweeted out the other day, can't wait to get back to practice with my brothers, and then immediately deleted that. The other part of Omar Manning that Lubick commented on is working on his confidence. He's 6'4", 215, but the adjustment to playing at the Division I level has been a little bit slower. Lubick was asked about how do you get the ball to Wandale Robinson. Quote, we want to get him the ball more than six times. There's no question about that. Thank you. Quote, he's a playmaker. We need to get the ball in his hands. I don't know what that, what you're going to take out of that quote. Yeah.
Is that a quote?
Let me just read that again. We want to get him the ball more than six times. There's no question about that. He's a playmaker. We need to get the ball in his hands. You're the offensive coordinator. You find a way to get the ball in his hands. Now, you can see how Ohio State, how they defended Robinson. They were keenly aware of a guy that they would have loved to have on their roster. Sean Wade and Wandale Robinson spent a lot of time around each other on Saturday. But it's a game of chess match. Put your pieces in places to get open. That's why I thought at times the two-quarterback system was just all over the map. It kind of took away from the rest of the offense. You can say the word gimmicky. I did at times. It felt gimmicky. There were other times I felt that it was schemed pretty well. But then there were times that it just seemed like it was a Chinese fire drill with those two guys on the field and who's doing what and where at each position. I mean, sometimes they were communicating like I used to do on the playground. No, you go this way. Hey, I'm open. I'm open over here. I don't think you'll see an abundance of that like you did against Ohio State. It's still going to be part of the offense, but it can't be to the extent that it was on Saturday. If it continues to be like that during the rest of the season, that's an indictment on the other guys that are on that offense that are in skill positions. You can do it for one game when nobody has seen it, and it can be a challenge, and it was for Ohio State. But now people have seen it, and they're aware of what you might do when you're out there on the field, and you can scheme it up as well as you did at times on Saturday. Still, people are going to be aware of it. But if this is going to be a prominent part of the offense, man, there's some issues that have to be figured out with the other personnel that are not the number one and number two quarterback. All right, Andy Kendi is right around the corner. We'll talk to Robin Washut as well. Tom Chattel, all still to come. You're on a Tuesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. Busy news drop, busy football. Thought we were going to come in here. Matt wanted to talk about the World Series tonight. That if the Dodgers get into a situation, should they use Kershaw tonight or tomorrow? I say no.
MLB Minute?
I'll let you do an MLB Minute. Will you be prepared?
I'll be prepared.
All right.
I'll get you going.
I'll let you do it in the last hour. We'll talk to AK coming up next.